I was just thinking it was about 2.5 years ago when Gareth contacted me and said, would you come and speak at Woodingdean? And I said, well, I've just retired from going out speaking. We can't, you know, leave it to younger people to pick it up. Well, 1 month later, I found that I was going to have to lead the church in the retirement complex in which I live. So I meet Gareth occasionally for a meal, and when I next met him, I said, oh, I've come out of retirement again. I'm having to speak. So, you know, if you ever need me there. And I've been coming again ever since. That's 2.5 years. I don't think you ever properly retire, do you? But yes, so as I think I've told you before, that I lead the church at Deanland Wood Park, which is a retirement village about 25 minutes away from here, near Golden Cross. And Andrew and I have been, my wife and I have been living there for just over 4 years. The church meets twice a month on Thursday mornings. And it's called Thursday Church. Well, that is until this coming Thursday, when it's a really big day for us, and we're changing our name to Deanland Community Church. Now, that is a big thing for, I mean, on the first thing, I suppose, is it absolutely reflects who we are and what we do. Because Deanland Wood Park is a tight community, it's close-knit, it's a semi-gated community of 550 people, and it's a very warm, caring community. So the style of services that we have, we try to reflect the caring warmth and intimacy, which is what the wider community is like. And it seems to kind of work okay. So Deanland Community Church, in our context, is a spot-on name for who we are. It's what we, it's what's said on the tin. That's what we are. And I suppose another reason, and this is something that provoked my thinking for today, is that it also hopefully will get away from the possible risk that someone will think, or folk might think, and I know one person did, that if it's called Thursday Church, then church is just on Thursdays, twice a month. And it can miss the point that it's actually an everyday thing. There's one lady, she actually, though it's a retirement park, some people still work, and this particular lady, Laura, she came to me, saw me in the street in the village one day and said, oh, I'm really sad. She'd only been coming for a short while, like a lot of these older folk who went to church 100 years ago, or Sunday school, or had some connection with some, it's an ecumenical church, by the way. I have to make sure everyone feels comfortable, whatever their denominational background or none. So this was what typical. She'd been coming only for a short while, and she said, I've been rediscovering my faith. And that's lovely, because that's why we do what we do. She said, but I'm really sad because I won't be able to be part of Thursday Church anymore because I've got a full-time job at Lewis Prison. So I said, well, it's great that you've got your full-time job sorted. I said, but and yes, we'll miss you on those Thursday mornings, but please don't think that just because you can't come to that particular building where we meet together on a Thursday morning, that you're no longer part of the church on Deanland, because it's an everyday thing, and you're very much a part of it, and we'll remember you, I'll keep in touch with you, and so on. But it made me think, yes, changing the name to Deanland Community Church will kind of hopefully get away from that particular risk. Now, the reason I asked for that reading this morning is because it is very clear that the early church in Jerusalem, the first church ever, was an everyday phenomenon. In that short reading, it's significant, I think, that every day is mentioned twice. They met up, they went into each other's homes, they ate together, they were making sure that those in need were being looked after. Every day these things happened, and every day more and more people were joining the church, hundreds of them. So my prayer this week is going to be that Deanland Community Church will be very much an everyday phenomenon. Whatever day of the week or month it might meet together. And I'm sure you pray the same for this church here, that in the community around here, Downs Baptist Church will be very much an every day of the week phenomenon, irrespective of the fact that it meets perhaps together only on a Sunday. And I'm sure that over the years, the shop just across the way there has played quite a helpful and key part in underlining the fact that around here, Downs Baptist Church is an every day of the week phenomenon. Now, in the 13th century, there was a Catholic priest named St. Richard of Chichester, not far away from here. Some of you may have heard of him. Amazingly, this was the prayer that he said on his deathbed. Thanks be to thee, my Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits thou hast given me, for all the pains and insults thou hast borne for me, O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly. He's still praying that with his last breath. What a prayer to pray on a deathbed, to his very last breath. His desire was to know, to love, and to follow Jesus more and more. In 1940, that prayer appeared in the Anglican Church hymnal. And oddly enough, last Wednesday, I was at the induction or enrolment or licensing service of a new vicar in quite local to where I live. And on the service sheet, that very prayer was included, and we all read it together. But of course, that prayer, and we're getting close to the point if you want to start winding up the mechanics, that prayer really became widely known and shot to fame in 1971 when Godspell opened on Broadway in the United States. And it went down so well because it was at the height of the Vietnam War. And so the musical's message of peace and loving one another around the teachings and example of Jesus really resonated with the people at that time. And what I wanted to show you now, a couple of years later it became a film, 1973, Godspell, where Robin Lamont sings that prayer, and very cleverly and correctly, if you think about St. Richard's prayer, may I know you more dearly, may I love you more dearly, may I follow you. I mean, this is kind of an everyday wish. He certainly wished for it that day, and it was going to be his last day. So they tagged on day by day to that prayer. And I think, yes, that's absolutely right, because it's an incremental thing. It's something to be wanting more of every day. And so, I was hoping we could just see the extract from the movie where that song is sung by Robin Lamont.